Hey everybody, it's May, Friday the 13th. I'm your host Adam Paulus and this is the Entertainment Earth Podcast. We don't have anything spooky or any serial killers coming out from various lakes, crystal or otherwise, but we do have movie news. Last week at the box office, Captain America Civil War surprised no one with its $179 million opening, making it, I believe, the number three biggest Marvel opening after The Avengers and The Avengers 2, The Avenging. The Jungle Book was number two with $24.4 million. Mother's Day, number three, $11 million. The Huntsman, Winter's War, $3.9 million. And Keanu was number five with $3.2 million. New this week, Money Monster, The Darkness, and others in limited release that you'll not be going to go see because you're going to see Captain America Civil War again. Jack Black is in the new Jumanji remake with Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. X-Men Apocalypse reviews are showing up. It's looking like it's not going to be anyone's favorite Oscar Isaac movie. The CBS show Supergirl is going from that network to the CW, which basically means it's going to have DC neighbors and it's going to have a season 2. ABC canceled a lot of shows this week. Marvel's Agent Carter, gone. The Muppets, gone. Marvel's Most Wanted didn't get picked up to series. Castle, starring Nathan Captain Tightpants Fillion, as I'm told he's known, is also canceled. Also, the CBS MacGyver reboot is happening, so you've got that. Jock Church, someone whose name I didn't recognize, but whose work I did, died this week. He was the creator of the science comic strip Beakman and Jax, which I read as a kid, and Beakman's World, the TV show. It was a science show. He was 66. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's time for the sale for Elephant Gun! Statues, keychains, decals, and more from Marvel, Batman, DC, My Little Pony, and lots of other things can be yours. Buy one, get one 40% off. There's even statues so you don't lose your keys. How does that work? Find out on the Elephant Gun sale! In toy news, it's almost the 15th of the month, and I'm not sure exactly how to put this because I don't know exactly what I'm allowed to say, but on January 15th, we debuted the Generation 2 Combiner Wars Superion box set. On March 15th, we put up the Generation 2 Transformers Combiner Wars Menasor box set. It's May 15th, tomorrow, well, depending on your time zone and when you listen to this, give or take, and it's, if this pattern holds, it's the 15th of the month, maybe there'll be something new going up. I don't necessarily want to torpedo with a surprise, but you can probably guess what it is. And if you like Transformers, I would highly recommend checking out entertainmentearth.com around midnight Eastern and see what shows up. Just throwing that out there. You don't have to. There's no new Hikari this week. There are no new exclusives this week, but we did receive some new items. From Japan, we got the Godzilla Titanosaurus 1975 version 12-inch vinyl figure. It's a previous exclusive. I've got one on the way to me now because my wife is a big fan of Titanosaurus. And you might be saying, you're married? Yes. Titanosaurus? Yes. We also received the Finding Dory Bath Windup toy set, and a number of other Finding Dory pre-orders went up. We also put up the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Hybrid Metal Figuration Diecast Metal Action Figures as a 4-pack or singles. It's 1980s style metal Ninja Turtle figures. We put up, this is, depending on who you are, a big surprise or no surprise, Funko Golden Girls pop vinyl figures for Sophia, Dorothy, Rose, and Blanche. They're due in August, and some people see Golden Girls as pop vinyl figures as a sign that the line has finally gone off the deep end, and others see it as a sign that they're actually doing what that line should do, which is license everything that's popular. Because Golden Girls has a big following. A lot of people watch that show. You might be saying, well, wasn't that just like a show on Saturday night for old people? Well, maybe, but I watched it when I was a little kid, and it was an entertaining show. And, you know, who doesn't like Dorothy Zbornak? Everybody likes Dorothy Zbornak. So, you can get one now, and it looks like it's a pop vinyl figure, but when you look at it, you're like, oh, that's B. Arthur. It's a hard skill to pull off. How they do it, I don't know, but hey, they're good at their jobs. And you should order yours. We also added Star Trek cat toys, including the Star Trek Original Series Tribble Catnip toy. Come on, if you have a cat and you like Star Trek, and that's pretty much the Venn diagram of 80% of the internet. So check that out. And that's it. We've got some other exciting stuff to talk about. Next week, we've got a robot in disguise, maybe, to talk about. This week, we've got a terrible lizard to talk about. And the guy who was dating what's-her-name on that show on cable, whatever. Anyway, you'll see that soon and hear that soon. And I hope you have a great weekend. Go see a movie. Have a good time. Take care of yourself. Do what you gotta. It's going to be an okay summer, right? That's what I'm telling myself. So see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth and follow our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com. And keep an ear open for some of the new things we're working on because we are busy.